Only if you want to.
Hello, welcome
to
BBS Radio.
Hey, listen, guys, if there was somebody new on this phone, they would think that they got into an insane asylum.
Hello.
Right,
welcome to BBS Radio and all of our listeners. We're still welcoming people on the conference call telephone line. But if you're joining us on the radio, welcome.
We're glad to have you tonight.
We're waiting for Wynn and Terry to join us. They should be here any moment.
Hey, you guys,
right.
I have a question. How can you tell?
We had other callers come in, so let's welcome them first. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Carolyn, Tony in San Clemente, and I'm glad to be in the insane asylum.
Well, thank you, sir, and we're glad to have you.
Welcome.
It used to be called the Freaker's Ball.
Would you like to say your name and location, please?
Was there more people, Donna?
Yes, there was. But Carola in Medicine Hat, Alberta. Hey,
hello,
welcome
Carol.
To the call, though. Welcome to the call. Is anybody else interested in the location?
There's some more dings.
Oh,
good evening.
Gone.
Welcome to Wednesday's conference call. Please state your name and your city when you get a chance.
Jim from Sedona. Hello.
Hello, Jim. Welcome.
How are you? Thank you.
Great. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I'm kicking high.
Mr. Handsome.
Jim, you should be known as The Voice.
Yeah,
The
Voice. Mr. Handsome. Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday's question and answer call. Please state your name and your city when you get a chance.
This is Don in Brooksville. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi,
Don.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, this is Lucy from Orlando. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lucy. Welcome.
Hey, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi,
Hi,
Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
This is Desi.
Hey, Wynn, how can we tell if the Elohim can hear us?
Oh, good, Terry.
Pardon me?
How can we tell if the Elohim can hear us?
They can hear us right now.
They always hear us.
We're all agreeing.
Yeah, well, with us.
I would say in particular on these calls, when you ask questions, that's a really good way to be sure they're hearing, because they'll answer you through Terry. So if you're wondering, ask the question.
Can you ask them if they can hear Julia? I couldn't get my computer to work to send you that question. Can you ask them that tonight for me?
Now, you know what?
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I've just been dying to ask this, literally, like, almost.
Let's ask a general question, if you don't mind, okay?
Okay.
How can we know if Elohim is hearing us?
Okay, great. Thank you.
We know. Is Hive here?
No. Donna and I answering the calls for Hive.
Yeah, well, it's been going real good, Wynn. This is I just wish we could record the last half hour. It would have been a smash hit on Broadway.
Welcome to Wednesday's question and answer calls. Please say your name and your city when you get a chance.
Oh, hi, this is Tammy from Playa del Rey, California.
Welcome, Tammy. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Oh, I love
the Rolling Stones.
Good evening.
Hello, I love you.
Won't you tell me your name?
Now, of course, that's the comment he used to make to women in the morning as he was waking up. You were so lucky. I never had that experience, by the way.
And then he was the back door man. You know, he had to slip out the back door.
Oh, where are you going, Rob? I love that part. Wait, don't encourage Chris, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go pound one right now because I can't handle it. Bye. Do we have Terry here?
Haven't heard her yet.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah. Oh, good.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, hi. Terry, do you have any dirty jokes for us this morning? Today? This evening?
No.
No? Oh, good.
Terry, what about the one I told you this afternoon in the car?
I never remember it.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Orson?
Can I tell everybody who I think you were?
Why, you do whatever you... This is your show, Win.
No, but I wouldn't want to violate your privacy, okay?
The very fact I'm talking to you now violates my privacy.
You didn't have to answer, okay?
Tell us about Jim.
Tell you about Jim? I think I'll record it, because I think everyone, as long as I'm going to violate his privacy, I may as well do it in a big way. Okay?
That's right.
Right? Just not for you, little...
Are
we on BBS yet?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, everybody out there in BBS on internet land. And this is Lynn. Would you like to say your name and your city? And you don't have to.
Only if you want to.
All you have to do is think it, and somebody will hear you. Okay.
Hi, Lynn. It's Shree. Chicago?
Who is that?
Shree, Chicago.
Shree. Hi, Shree.
Hi, Ren. How are you?
Shree, you're coming in. Did you ever talk to Joel in Chicago? Did you guys ever hook up?
No, I'd love to. No.
You know Joel? Joel, are you on the line?
Hello. I don't think he is.
Okay.
I love Joel in Chicago.
Pardon me?
I love Joe in Chicago. It's so cool. Joe in Chicago.
He is cool.
Well, I know.
You know what? I'll send you both an email. Remind me, Shree, if I don't do it, okay?
I will.
And,
thank you very much.
Because it's good for people to connect with each other.
Hey, Wynn, this is Teresa. I'm only 90 miles from Chicago. So can you include my email, too? I'd love to meet up with the fellas.
Yeah, but only if you agree not to send out any patriotic emails.
Only if I agree to do what?
Not to send out patriotic emails.
What are they?
I send out emails about angels and...
If I send
you a patriotic email and you don't like it, then I'll make notes that you don't like
Actually, it's not that I don't like it, okay? It's just that in this period of... I'm going to say this before I start the recorder, okay? In this period of time, you have to be very careful about patriotism in the old way, because now I'm going to get in trouble. I hope I don't get in trouble with anybody. I don't want to use this as a forum for political opinions. This is not an opinion. This is a fact, and I know it's true. And that is that there is too much shenanigans behind the scenes, terrible shenanigans, terrible beyond your wildest dreams that are going on, and that the powers to be would like us to believe that our enemies are the terrorists, some terrorists, and not them. And the fact of the matter is, they make things look like it's terrorism, but it is not terrorism. That's not to say there is no terrorism, but most of the things that have occurred in the last years have not started from offshore. Started
I wouldn't worry about it, Wynn. Lucy has got all that under control.
Lucy does.
I understand, Lynn, and I totally respect that. And I will,
yeah,
I'll keep that in mind. I think it's a very great observation.
You have to do there's enough on the internet that you can do your own due diligence. You can just take anything that happens, like 911 conspiracy. And by the way, get your pencils out. This is an important thing I'm going to share with you, okay? This is very important, and I'm not going to send this in an email. And there is, you know, as you know, when you do anything on the internet and you're on the phone, everything is being recorded. People look for trigger words. Well, there is a browser, the best of my knowledge, does not keep track of your IP address. So if you want to search for controversial things, use this browser, okay?
Cool.
Are you ready? Write it down. It's fast. It uses Google, but it does not make any track of you. So you're anonymous. So no one knows what you're searching
browser,
for.
Not browser, but search engine, Lynn. Let's go.
Say that again?
I mean search engine.
Search engine. No, yeah, right. Search engine. Thank you. Search engine, not browser. It's called startpage.com.
What is
start
it?
Page, start. startpage.com.
Thank you.
True story, Lynn, is, you know, everybody that calls you already knows that.
That's not true.
Oh, it's true.
What is IxQuick?
Well,
IxQuick and DuckDuckGo are the same way.
That's what I heard.
All right.
Well,
listen,
I didn't know that.
See that? Lucy, tell Dwayne. I'm sure a lot of people don't know that. Okay.
You know when? You know when I'm at the party, so I'm a terrorist anyway.
Oh.
You're a terrorist. You're just a terrorist. A terrorist.
Looks like the bitches are doing recon.
Get it.
Who said patriotism is the last refuge of the scoundrel?
Okay, now wait a second. Okay, we're now going to mute everybody here. And we're going to start a recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Wayne Free. This is October 16th, 2013. And this is our Wednesday question and answer call. And I understand that everyone who was on the line early was having a good time. Some of you who are on the internet got a chance to listen. And thank you for being here. And there was, you know what? It's amazing. I think I've got to say this, I've got to say that. And as soon as I'm sitting here, I said, what was it that I was going to say? I can't remember. Well, I guess it'll come back to me. Oh, I know there was an email I got. Now, of course, let me see if I can find this. First of all, let me say that as hard as I try, up till now, I think I'm doing a mediocre job. And that was one of the things I wanted to say. And the reason is because unlike Carla, who swears that... Hang on a second. Unlike Carla, who has answered every email that's ever come to her, and she brags about it, I haven't done that. And I try to answer emails. I usually read emails. And there's so many times when things come to me, and I have the thought that I should act on that. I should do something with that. There's somebody that sent me a poem that I should have read. And there's somebody that sent me a song that I should have played. And whether you guys realize it or not, I'm overwhelmed. And I, we're operating on a pretty small budget. We don't charge much for what we do. And we don't charge anything for these calls. And as hard as I try, I can't get everything done. I have to personally manage a lot of stuff. And we do have a lot of volunteers that are helping. And in fact, if we didn't have volunteers, we probably wouldn't be here. So thank you to all the volunteers. But nonetheless, I want to apologize to anybody that ever sent me an email and that I didn't respond to, because sometimes I say, that's going to take a lot of thought to answer that one. And I put it off to the side, and I never come back to it. I miss it. In fact, sometimes I go looking for it. I say, I know I put something off to the side, and I can't find it. So in spite of all my good qualities, I'm still learning how to be organized and to handle more. And we're still building everything so that the goal, my goal anyway, is in creating these calls, in creating these three calls a week, was to create a, I know when people start reading about all this stuff and start reading our materials and thinking, am I going to graduate this realm? Is my heart open? Blah, 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 blah. And they start getting anxiety. And then people think that I can personally help them graduate by, you know, knowing me or voicing their fears. And I decided that if there's all these people that want to graduate, which I'm sure you all are, we all are, that I wanted to create an ambience where we could learn how to hold our heart chakras open with each other. And I didn't have to do it personally, one-on-one with each person. Obviously, I couldn't do that. I could do that with three people, maybe. But because we're putting this material out, I wanted to make sure that everyone who was touched by our material had an opportunity to tune into the energies. Now, I didn't know it would work this way. When we started doing conference calls way back when, I said, I'm just going to do a Monday call. That's all I want to do, a Monday call. And then they asked, how did the Sunday call start? Then we started doing a Sunday call after we did a grid healings on the phone with Daphne, and that evolved. And then finally, they asked me to do the Wednesday call. I wasn't going to do it, and they wanted me to do it. So I said, okay, if they're asking me, they very rarely ask anything. And they did ask that, and I said, okay. And Terry was very shy. I said, how can Terry do this? Terry's too shy. We couldn't ask her questions publicly. You know, you have to be very relaxed if you're channeling. Or even me, you have to be relaxed. You have to be neutral. You can't be self-conscious. And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yes. Good. I don't want to talk about you in front of your back.
Yeah, I was very shy, but we were doing it every Wednesday. And when Matthew stopped, then they Gwen wanted to stop. And they said, no, we want to continue.
And so here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? This is about Jim. And, I mean, this is kind of blowing my mind. And I don't think Jim believes this yet, okay? And when you come across certain things, it's like it's so, as you know, many of you have had your reality systems confronted by this work. And it's not easy to have your reality system confronted, because the chances are not only have you had that reality system this lifetime, but you've had it for quite a few lifetimes. It's not easy to shatter a reality system this big with such amazing wide scope of information about how it all works that everything else fits under. And it fits so perfectly under. And there's so many circumstances, tying circumstances together and people that look like people. Well, in case you're interested, Jim lives in the house, in Terry's house in Sedona, and he came here, and he was a little bit at a, how would I say it, a turning point in his life. Things had fallen apart from him, and so I invited him to come to Sedona, and, you know, he plays piano, like Liberace, at convalescent homes. He's a really good piano player. He's really, really talented piano player. He's writing short stories. He has had his own, he's a gourmet chef. He has done crossword puzzles for the New York Times, and he's a PhD, okay? And initially, being around me was kind of like culture shock for him, because I'm kind of a wild man. I don't try to be. I'm catalytic, you know? I mean, when people are around me, there's changes that happen. But Jim immediately loved Terry, even though he didn't believe anything we were doing. And he started cooking dinner for Terry, driving with her to the supermarket, kind of like looking over her shoulder. And I said, what's going on here? Is he afraid he's going to get thrown out? It was like, I don't think he was thinking of her as a romantic or anything. It was just, he really was just taking care of her. And then about a month ago, I started to do some research on St. Catherine. And I said to myself, if St. Catherine would go into this church and channel, there must have been somebody there that was holding energy for it. And I said, I wonder if it could have been me. I mean, why me? I mean, you know, here I am, I'm doing it here. And so I do a search, and I'm reading about the life of St. Catherine. And in the search, it comes out that there was this dignified, educated person who worked for the church. His name was Raymond. And the church was hearing about this weirdo Catherine. She wasn't a saint then. She was just a weirdo. She would go into the church and you know, and they didn't know what to make of her. And it had gotten back to the Pope. And so the Pope sent this guy there to see what was going on with St. Catherine, or with Catherine. And he doted on her. He started taking care of her. First he thought she was a nutcase. And then he would take care of her. He would go with her everywhere. And he ended up writing the biography of St. Catherine. And St. Catherine, according to all these stories, was anorexic. She didn't eat. And they had to force her to eat, and eventually she died of starvation. She would just go into trances and not come out of them. And of course, what am I leading to? But I found one picture of Raymond, and it looked like Jim, okay? And Terry looked at it. We both looked at it, and Jim is still having this reality system, scratching his head. But I am, like, pretty sure that Jim was Raymond. And you can go look up St. Catherine, and you'll find that picture. And, of course, I don't have a good comparison picture because Raymond was quite young compared to Jim now. But what's interesting, if any of you have noticed on these pictures of people, there's a very interesting phenomena, and that is, when people reincarnate, the men at least, always grow their beard or their facial hair in the same way from one lifetime to the next lifetime. And Raymond has this sideburn on his right side of his head. And then there's a picture of Jim as a young man with a sideburn on the same side of his head. So it's just really, really, really fascinating. And how this all works at a cosmic level, how people find each other, how these coincidences happen, bring people together, is I can't quite grasp, but it certainly does happen. And I thank Jim for letting me share that take on this.
You know, it's interesting because when Jim first came, I'd just taken a course in Breatharian, and I hadn't eaten for about 15 days. And I told him that I wasn't eating, and he used to say, you know, are you ready for this? It was something food. Are you ready for that? We could make you this, or we could make you that. And eventually I started eating again.
Well, another thing that happened was that when Jim first came, I was not that anxious to have him here. I mean, I really protect my space. And the last thing I want is having to be forced into conversations with somebody, or I feel their energy. I feel other people's energies when they're around me. But Terry said, no, I think Jim was an angel at one point, and it's really important for him to be here. So he's still here. In fact, we're all enjoying each other. And even I think Jim might have been an angel at one point. And I said, you know what? Hang on a second here. Hang on. Just a second. Jim, I might as well let you comment. I'm talking about you. 2*6, okay? Hello, Jim, are you there? I don't hear you. I hear you in the other room, but I don't hear you. 2*6. Hang on. Jim, are you there?
Okay, there. Okay.
Well, I just unmuted everybody, so we're going to have a...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
We hear you.
Can you hear
what Wynn said? Do you have any comments?
Yes, I heard all of them. Yes.
Okay. Wynn, are you there?
Yeah, either there's a problem on the line or Wynn's clearing his throat. I don't quite understand.
Sounds like water.
Wynn has disappeared. Let's see. I'll go and see what happened. All right, nobody can hear you here.
Can you hear me now? Hello.
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, but that's Terry's mic. Hang on a second. Let me switch headsets. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're very low.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
A little better. Speak a little louder.
Testing.
Can you bring it to your mouth more? It's like you're far away.
Okay, this should be better, right? Hello?
Speak. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Can you hear me now?
No better, no. It's like you're speaking through something else.
Hello?
Nope, no better.
Was it music or something?
No, testing 1-2-1-2.
Can't
hear you at all.
I can hear on Terry's. I can hear through Terry.
I'm going to call right back, okay, because...
yep, that will work.
So anyway, I want to congratulate Jim. It's like he is doing a fantastic job. He's a gourmet chef, and he cooks the most amazing meals. He's very, very organized, which is something that I need. Somebody, because I'm just really working on getting more organized. So he's a good example for that. We just got a like a keyboard, so he'll be able to play the keyboard, and there'll be music in the house.
Awesome!
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, I called back. All right, that was very strange. You know, it must be something you did. What can I say? All right, let's get right to our questions for tonight. And let me get over that. Thank you all for putting up with us being starting slow here. Thank you, Jim, for letting me tell your story, which you're not sure is your story, but that's okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And our sources want to greet us before we go through this evening's questions.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we mesh with your realms, the third density realms, tapestry work. And we love the question of Julia, how can somebody tell if we hear them? We can see the frequencies. We can see they appear as light, sound, intricate vibrational patterns with significance in them, a message in them. We can tell when one is not only talking to us, but is saying a heartfelt thing that they need, and we can feel your resonance as we are now talking to you, and we are getting it, and we are there. We see the needs that you have, and beyond that, we see barriers that keep you from reaching out to bring in, reel in, move into your own sphere, those things that you need. And the barrier is coming down, but the barrier is made of the manifestation of things in the veil, in the molecules, in the mindsets, in the belief systems of yourself and of others. You can tell if you become as silent as you can in your own mind, as silent as you can, we can provide you the color of a very light pink, which is color of unconditional love, and we can surround you with that. And sometimes you may be able to glimpse a flashing vision of, fleeting vision of light pink. It is tuning yourself to that frequency of light pink where we reside that can give you relief in the stillness and in the unconditional love as you step for a fleeting instant out of the problems, out of the mindsets, and into another area of totally being accepted and unconditional love. This can fortify you. And the more that you connect and ask for how to bring the changes that you need and want into your life, the more that we can provide synchronicities. Thank you.
Thank you. And next question here is from Todd in Ohio. 2 years ago, a 9-year relationship ended abruptly through email, and I have not spoken to the person since. I have tried, but all ways of communication have been blocked, other than unanswered emails. I have forgiveness, but the largest part of my 3D life in one day just went missing. The longing is immense, the loss beyond words. I simply miss my best friend, who simply left me and left me bleeding. I have no closure whatsoever, and my mind still believes this shouldn't have been and wouldn't be if there was just something I could do. I understand the free will aspect. I understand my part in this person's life. Me being a wanderer, I think I'm learning that a major purpose has and is for me to hold the light, which means to just recognize it and place it wherever I am, spreading seeds that no one knows I'm spreading. And this provides small solace to a broken heart and a broken human spirit.
Thank you.
I would be thankful for helpful words. I know I'm not the only one out there feeling this evening.
Thank you. When you have an unconditional love for the other person, and when you truly love them, you can set up within yourself a balance where you are open in your still mind to whatever is going on with the other person. And it doesn't take email or talking. If you find the quiet place, the harmonious place, and quiet and still your mind, and then picture that person, remember the energy of that person, and simply be there in that time and space for the person, even though there is no physical connection. Simply be there for them, not there for you, but there for them. And see if the walls and the barriers can begin to shift, and you can reach within your mind that unconditional love space that you sent to them, and let the judgments dissolve for that moment of time. It doesn't mean that you accept or believe those things the other person is putting out, but allow them within their own time and space to have them. For if you try to shortcut it and not have them have them, then they cannot move through their own, we wish to say the word, creations within their own mind. They need to move through and past. If you simply see what is there and are there for them without judgment, and see whatever that you can see, you might not see anything except the wall of what happened, the wall of the barriers to communication that may all just come up. Let them come up, and then still imagine them, their energy. Get the sense of their energy and let all of that other stuff fall to the wayside and simply connect soul to soul with them in that instance. And let all the other stuff fall to the side and see if you can make a connection space between them. That is a good start. For on the other side, you can be connected, and the connection takes precedence over all of the other things that have happened. Thank you.
Thank you. Really good answer. This question is from Matt Savino, and his question is, Matt, I'm just going to read the second paragraph here and leave the first one. My question is whether the Earth is in communication, telepathic or otherwise, with planets in our solar system and possibly other solar systems elsewhere. Also, does the Earth go through a resting dreaming process similar in fashion to humans and animals?
Thank you. The Earth does go through a resting phase as the sun cycle moves into night. You might notice how things calm down. The silence, the stillness in the night. At first, you may hear the insects and their calls. And then, if you move into a frequency beyond that. It's very deep frequency. There are different frequencies that the earth is resonating at, and you can move through these in the stillness, and the earth then does have a resting cycle as the sun recedes for the night. The earth is in constant communication with the sun, and it is a communication that involves various frequencies, and the earth can put out cries for help and can then be noticed by the sun, and there can be electronic communications, solar flare communications. It works together, the sun and the earth and the other planets too, as they maintain their, over time, their transition pathways, and they are connected with all of the other planets. Yes, the people on the earth are connected with all of the other planets in the stars. And there are mediums, there are channels within the body wherein these star energies coordinate with the beings. So when you have an area like Mercury being in retrograde, it can affect one's day-to-day activities as things at a very beyond the consciousness level change and affect the person and make things that they were thinking at the subconscious level and relying on change slightly, shift slightly, and then things can go wrong as during retrograde, as someone is still moving according to how the surroundings, and we use that term broadly, are in the normal part of the star cycle and planet cycles.
Thank you. We know there's a veil around the earth that tends to keep our energies contained. Does that veil affect the energy of the earth?
It is all a part of the whole, and the energies have a balance and maintain a balance by veil around the world. We see that there are phenomena in place that create this veil, and we see actually veil is a frequency fence that maintains the environment for the individuals that they operate in, and they do not venture past the frequency barriers in general, and that does create a veil.
But it is possible for a human to break through that, yes?
Yes, it is. And we are doing this with you on the calls.
Okay, thank you. The other day, this is a question from Wynn. The other day, I found a piece of substance in the garage, which I had bought at a expo called Organite. And we put it on the table. I took it out from the garage and put it on the table. And there are people that say this stuff clears energy. It clears chemtrails. It creates protective vibrations around you. A lot of big claims. Anyone want to look it up? It's called Organite. And the question is being posed right now, what does this substance actually do? And is it positive?
It is clearing certain areas of the space, but it is not doing it as a uniform whole. Therefore, it is creating strange patterns of energy within the house, where in some areas it is opening the energy, but then the energy on the other side of the opening is still the formatted energy from before, and it's creating imbalances in the energy in the house.
So you don't recommend it, I assume, and we should put it back in the garage or even further. Yes?
We suggest that you try it out, put it back in the garage, see what the changes are, and see if some of the phenomena ease up that you've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. This is a long thing to read. This is from Gloria Orenstein. Orenstein or Orenstein. And Gloria is a PhD. And she is she's been a student of the Divine Feminine, shamanism, and she's come across our work, and it's really sending her for a loop when she applies it on all the old other things she's studied, but she takes us seriously. And she wrote a letter here. I was mulling over all these things about the harvest of souls, etc., and I had a dilemma. You know how many of us admire, I do, the Native American belief that we must make decisions with regard to the well-being of the next seven generations. Well, if the planet is going to be emptied in a short period of time, now let me just make a note here. There is none of our materials have said the planet is going to be emptied. They said there's going to be a division of souls. And when I asked at one point, I said, does that mean all life will end on the planet? And the answer was only if the majority of beings should decide that. That was the answer. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the planet's going to be emptied. If the planet is going to be emptied, in a short period of time, with souls who are heart evolved, she did say that, so she's not saying it's going to be emptied, and pass their test, being exported far across the universe to a paradise planet of the fifth dimension, and this could be the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and actually, from what I've learned, it's not exactly everyone those different places, the majority of people will go to the fourth dimension and some will to the fifth dimension, but everyone gets scattered, according to the place they have learned to, energy they've learned to hold in this realm. And those who do not past that test will also be taken away, far across the universe to a third dimension low life existence, until they finally, after more incarnations, pass their tests, considering, if I understand it correctly, there won't be anyone left on planet Earth. So how do Ra and Elohim reconcile the plan of harvesting souls with the belief that we should continue to keep the planet in a sustainable condition so that generations to come will thrive in all areas of well-being, economic, ecological, political, social, spiritual, etc.? How do our future visions and prayers for their manifestation have any meaning if we are all being cleared off the planet? And furthermore, if the planet may, oh God, we're running out of time, if the planet may indeed be doomed by some cosmic event, I need to understand how our current Earth-centered lives, open-hearted lives of the present relate to this new agenda that we are learning about. Do we just decide that since we are leaving the planet anyway, we can turn it into a waste bin of pollution and poison since no one's going to be living here? I hope not. I hope that maybe they will take immigrants from another planet who will learn the privilege to settle on Earth, and that they will find it a regenerated planet and all the inhabitants gone to other faraway places. And that is the question. We only have a couple of minutes. We might have to continue it to next week, but go ahead.
Thank you. Nothing is lost when the generation that is here provides for the future generations and makes a good home. That is a creation that is very valuable and is sustaining for life. And we question some of the things concerning the planet being cleared off. We see that when the individuals are making a good home and are setting up for future generations, they're providing not only for their future generations, but they themselves in reincarnation may come back and be part of the future generations. And this is a very solid foundation for growth. We see that individuals will not be submitted to more than they can handle, or to ask to go places where it would not be the right place for them to go. And as an individual and transitions in their life, then they will go to the place that is the best for them to continue. And if they have within their life on Earth set up a very good home life, a very good foundation for the future generations, this will all be taken into account in their future travels. We caution against generalizations that all life will be eliminated or that the Earth will be cleared off. We work with life as it is now to help sustain life as it will be in the future and make a good place for individuals.
Thank you. You know, there's a lot of questions that come up with your answer. And Gloria, if you jog me next week, I'd like to ask some of those questions. We don't have time tonight. We got 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. But one, like the questions are, when you have a situation, don't answer this, please. We don't have time. But when we have a situation like Navek, where the planet exploded and there was a tangled mass of souls that were eventually untangled, if those souls were setting up futures and generations and reincarnation, and suddenly that happened, is there like an interim where they get untangled and they just go right back after that into the whole creation of what they suddenly were abruptly terminated from? That's the question.
The short answer is, if they have prepared themselves and if they have set up all of their families and helped their families, all of this will help them get untangled faster and move into the life that they wish.
Thank you. We're going to close this session for tonight. Thank you, BBS, for letting us go to the last minute. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Marilyn, and whoever else is saying hello to people and greeting them in the morning. Thank you, Dwayne, for keeping yourself star six tonight. And we'll see you all next time.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, ladies.
I love you all.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Good night to everyone.
I want to talk to. Oh, yeah. Just hang on.
I want to stay with you guys.
Okay,
go ahead and terminate the call. It doesn't matter. I'll take care of Michael, and I got a special phone number for him.
All right. Talk to him, okay?
All right. And by the way, that was a great show tonight. You just had a little bit of dead air, and you didn't answer my question. I sent it in by email. That's a lot of typing for somebody who can't see.
You sent a question in by email?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. You know what?
I didn't see it.
I don't care. You can't even
answer it. You know what? You sent me the question at 6:30 after the call was in the middle of it. Okay?
So what? The here and now is the here and now. God, just get a grip and get a hold of the flow.
All right, Dwayne. I'll put it in for next week. Maybe.
Don't worry about nothing. Do not worry about nothing. Bye.
Goodbye.
I love Dwayne.
Huh?
I love you. I don't think you're mediocre at all.
Who's that?
Julia.
Julia.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead, Wynn. Julia,
I'm mediocre because we have some money to send you, and I haven't taken the time to call you to get your address so I can send you some money.
Oh, yeah, I'll write you a letter with a P.O. box. I want to send you at least a couple dollars to show you how much.
Well, send me some money back, but I'll send you some money.
Okay. You know,
all
right.
All this stuff. You know, all this stuff is like part of the money is just moving energy, so you feel like started getting open to receiving. Do you follow?
Yeah, thank you.
And unjamming yourself. I'm just feeling, you know, stuck. So I'll call you. I have your number, so I'll call you and I'll get your address, okay?
Thank you.
And talk to you later, okay?
Thank you.
And Dwayne, we love you, Dwayne.
Oh, I know. No matter what you say, I'm okay.
I'm glad we have this reordery on the line. Okay. It's really good. It's healthy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, all.